This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
The caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a whole bunch of that stuff.
Yes.
On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, we have my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, and in the studio today, Lynn Thornton.
Whoa, aren't we lucky?
I'm glad that you're here today.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you're on the mend.
I am.
Because, you know, you went through a little traumatic thing there, breaking your collarbone and everything. So I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you.
And very festive.
I know, right?
Very Christmassy. That hat doesn't match your dress.
I know. Thank you very much.
And that other voice is my friend Jen Moyer. Hi, Jen. How are you today?
Fabulous.
So glad Jen is in from Canada, but Jen's gonna bought a place in Florida too. So.
Yay!
We love those snowbirds.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So we're gonna talk about a couple of different things today. But first, I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jillian in Largo. We have Sam in Seminole, and we have Adriana in Tampa.
Welcome.
And like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us live on the radio show or on YouTube or on Facebook or on the website or wherever. I just want to bring you information. I just want to let you know that I care about the caregivers and that I'm here to help you in any way I can. If you have a question about anything or you need a resource about anything, just contact me. You can contact me through my website, lindaburhans.com. And if I don't know the answer, I'll find somebody that does know the answer. I'm very, very blessed to live in this Tampa Bay area where we have a ton of professionals that want to do the right thing.
Because we have a ton of old people, too.
Yeah. And because you know what? There's plenty of business for all of us. I don't have to worry about you stepping on my toes or somebody else is stepping on their toes or anything like that. If you're a good business and you're doing the right thing, you're going to have business. Just where we are. But the thing is, you know, sometimes I'll give a referral to someone and that person can't help them. Well, they're not just going to leave them flat. They'll find who can help them. Or they'll come back to me and say, Linda, I couldn't help them. Where can we go from here? So I think that's a really important thing because poor caregivers, you know, they're like, oh, darn it. I think I might need to have someone come in and help take care of my loved one. Or I think I might need adult daycare. Or what is it? And then you start Googling it and you get 23,584 searches.
Yeah.
You know, what to know and what to...
Just Google Linda Burhans.
Yeah, but right in, you know, Pinellas County alone, there's 300 home health care companies. And some are more reputable than others, and some are licensed, insured, and bonded, and some aren't. So, you know, you need to know those differences.
Yeah.
But one of the things I want to talk to you about, that one of my caregivers, we were talking the other day, about Christmas gifts. So she's like, okay... My aunt used to love to do puzzles and all this stuff, so I'm going to buy her the latest and greatest new phone that she has puzzles on it and she can text.
Oh.
Don't buy that for her, please. Do not give her the Jitterbug phone. If you want to give her some puzzles, if anything, get a large iPad, or there's something called a Grand Pad.
And there's something called a crossword puzzle book.
And there's something called, that they still use, people still do.
They do.
Write with a pencil in their crossword puzzle
yes.
book. Because you're going to give them something like that, it's just going to frustrate the heck out of them. And you're going to get frustrated too, because, oh, I thought they were going to use it, and I expected them to use it. The other thing that I have a real concern about, that I just heard about recently from a caregiver, is, so you know the iRobot vacuum thing?
Yep.
I forget what the name of it is, but you know, it goes around. Oh my goodness. So what happens is, it fills up pretty quickly, but now your loved one has to bend over and pick it up to empty it.
You have to pick it up?
But you still got to bend over even if you don't have to pull out the tray or whatever. So that's what the woman was doing, bang on her head. 7 stitches across her forehead. My other concern with that too, that little robotic vacuum tripping goes around the house, it's a fall risk.
Yeah.
It's a fall risk.
Definitely.
Because you might not even, better that you go over and vacuum the house for them or pay to have a cleaning company come in if you feel that they need help with that. Because my original thought was, oh, that's a good idea. You know, the robot
thing
goes
so.
Around and back, not realizing that they got to get all down on the ground to empty it, you know. So
just the little things you don't think about, right?
Yeah.
When you're not in that situation.
Exactly, when you're not in that situation. So when she told me that she had to get stitches across her head, I was like, oh my goodness. So that's one of the things I want to talk about. Just make it easy. You know, give them a nice blanket for Christmas. Give them a gift of time. So that's another conversation recently. So I don't want to go visit my aunt during the holidays because it makes me depressed when I go there.
Tough. Too bad.
Exactly. How do you think it makes her feel?
Yeah.
How do you think it makes her feel? You know, that's what other times when people say to me, oh, my loved one is feeling, you know, I'm so heartbroken about it. How do you think they feel? How do you think they feel? They know they're feeling.
Yeah.
Maybe not at a certain point they don't. But they know, you know when you're feeling. It's like I tell my daughter and my grandchildren, if I have any of those issues, I'm the biggest faker in town. I'll be playing every damn game there is. This is true. But really, many times I think we need to put ourselves in their place when it comes to the holidays, when it comes to feeling uncomfortable. You know, I know when my mom was dying, I wanted my brother to come see her. And I kept asking him, and he kept finding an excuse. And I was angry. I was really angry with him, and I love my brother. And then one day I realized that it was just too difficult for him. He was the youngest. He lived with her the longest. He was the last one to live with her. He's not good with any kind of issues. When I could accept that it was too painful for him, I could accept that I wasn't angry with him anymore. I still don't think that's an excuse, that just because it's painful for you, you shouldn't go.
No, you have to put on your big boy pants and go.
And think about how they would feel. And you know what? You can have a delightful time about it. So, you know, I've been talking the past couple of weeks a lot about the holidays. And we don't need to deck the house out with 45 tons of lights because, first of all, it can agitate the heck out of them. And you've changed their whole environment. Because there's a lot of things in consistency in the environment and the same thing all the time. So you just put some music on Alexa, some Christmas music.
And no blinking lights.
A little tree on the table or some stuff. Mm-hmm. And just spend time with them. So I suggest, and I've said this before and I'm going to continue again because the holidays are right approaching us. Whether you have a big gathering or a small gathering, make sure there's a place for your loved one where there's some quiet time. A room, a porch, or wherever. Because I know myself, touch me. And I don't have a time to really have a conversation with anyone.
Yeah.
So if you have a room where they, you know, where they can be, and then you could even go in like one at a time to visit with your aunt, your grandma, whoever it is. But another thing I want to remind you about too, when you go in that room, ask permission to come in. Just don't walk in like, you know, you're taking over or you're here or you're that, because that can really startle them. Ask permission to come in. They're all going to, 95% of them, sure, come on in, because they want to have some time with you. And create a memory box. Put pictures in a box of Christmas's past or Christmas tradition, and you can share that with them. Because there's traditions my grandma had that I know nothing about. I never even had that opportunity to talk that much with my grandma about those kind of things. Because we're living so much longer now, you know? So take that opportunity and learn stuff about your family and everybody else. The other thing I want to talk about a little bit is let them do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy. I'll do it, because I can do it so much quicker. You know, so maybe mom can't make those special cookies anymore, or that banana bread or whatever the heck it is, but I bet you she could stir the stuff in the bowl, right? Maybe she can't make the whole thing, but I bet you could sit at the table with you while you're making it and you could have a conversation. It might take a little bit longer, but what is it about and who are we serving?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and I don't want to be that person that's sitting in a chair and nobody's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people say. Mom's just sitting in a chair and she doesn't talk to nobody because you took everything away from her.
Yeah.
Mom could do something. My one girlfriend has just been giving her mom Christmas cards and envelopes to stuff. And she stuffs them. It takes her like an hour and a half. She stuffs all these envelopes. And then our daughter takes them and unstuffs them and gives it to her later on that day. And she stuffs them again, but it makes her happy. And then she looks at the card, you know, oh, that one has a Christmas tree on it. And then maybe sometimes a conversation starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a picture of kids sledding and you can talk about, remember when, we were, you know, when I was a kid or whatever. So you girls are very quiet. What are you thinking about this stuff? Because you both went through loved ones in the holidays.
I'm thinking exactly about having a quiet place for them, because I know my mom's last couple of years, you know, we have great-grandchildren now. So it's my siblings, the grandkids, the great-grandkids running around screaming, and I know she just didn't really enjoy it
right.
as much as she would had we been able to, you know, give her a little break.
Yeah, I'll have one-on-one or whatever. Because and people don't realize it. They just don't realize it. Yeah. That's why we have to have these conversations to think about that. Yeah. Like, people don't realize it about the lights either, you know, about mm-hmm. too much lights or kind of things.
Mm-hmm. And don't get your feelings hurt when you give someone something and they go, what's this?
Or, I don't like it. Yeah.
Well, one Christmas, my husband was very generous with me. And he saw a bracelet he liked at the mall. And it was a lot of money. It was gold bracelet. So I went, I took what was in my bank account, I rolled quarters, just to pay for it. And I was so excited. And at Christmas morning, and he goes, what's this? I didn't realize he was as far gone as he was. I looked at him like, you're hurting my feelings. Mm-hmm. But he really didn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he'd never asked for anything before. And right. he better never again, I felt.
But it's true, because you just don't realize
it. I did not realize his memory was that bad.
And don't feel bad either if you come in and they say something to you that's like off the wall.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you look fat in that dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mother.
Yeah.
Oh.
My dad would say that.
Yeah.
Well, I took my mother to church. And she'd be saying, didn't that one look in the mirror before she got dressed this morning? I'm like, Mom, we're in church.
Yeah.
And most people today, especially with all the seniors around here, they just laugh when they hear something like that. Because they know, you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
It's tough.
Well, the last few years, my sister-in-law and brother would host Christmas. They live three doors down
right.
from us, and so I could wheel my dad in his wheelchair over there, and that was great. But they sometimes don't think so. My sister-in-law last Christmas said, Art, did you enjoy your dinner? And he says, I don't like beans. You know, that doesn't mean he didn't enjoy the dinner, but
right.
it's just the first thing that comes to their mind, right?
Right.
So. Right.
Yeah, but that gives you a good laugh. You'll always remember that.
Oh, yeah, and we still laugh about it.
And you have beans every Christmas from now on.
Exactly. And sometimes it's just that little stuff. Don't take yourself so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't try to take your loved ones so seriously, because they can't be serious about anything.
No.
You know, they're going to say whatever comes out of their mouth. Maybe they're going to say, I don't want to have Christmas at all. And if they say that, please respect them. And they may say 2 hours later they do want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But please respect them. Just make it low-key so it's not so crazy. And maybe your Christmas, you know, last night I had the opportunity to go to the Botanical Gardens with my friend Tricia Howe, and it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you could just take them there and they could see decorations mm-hmm. and do something.
Yeah.
And I want to remind you, too, if your loved one is in a community, many times you can go in there with your family and they have like a separate dining room that you can have for a couple of hours or whatever. So you can bring your family in and get to see them all together, but on a small scale and in their space and where they feel most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think lots of times people have people in communities, they don't realize there are different options. So call your community wherever your loved one, you know, and sometimes they even have a dinner with the community with their family, like each mm-hmm. one gets to bring two guests. But just accept the Christmas and love the Christmas and just know it just not, might not be the same as another Christmas, but it's not another Christmas, it's this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to remember that sometimes the first Christmas is really tough, and you just have to get up and say, it's another day.
Yeah.
And not even the Chinese restaurants are open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and really, I had to, you can get through it, but it's not easy the first one.
No, and it's not easy after your loved one passes.
No, that's what I mean,
You know, I mean, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have memories. I'm like putting some stuff on the Christmas tree. It's been 2 years with Tom. The first year, I was just like in a freaking fog.
Yeah.
My mother died December 14th. I was in a fog that mm-hmm. year. You know, kind of things.
Yeah.
But I'm decorating the tree and I take out this one ornament and I'm like, oh, remember that.
You found one of Jack and I.
Yeah, little picture of you and Jack.
We were cute.
A little champagne glass somebody sent me one year, some flamingos from you, you know, and then Heidi's always sending me like the Statue of Liberty or Radio City Musical.
And you remember the ones Loretta used to give us.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even put half of my ornaments on the tree. I just took what I wanted out.
I didn't put my tree out, but I could. It's all shells that I picked up on the beach.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I went to see Bobby Lewis the other day and brought those shells to him yesterday, actually.
Oh, was he happy?
He's so happy.
Good.
So happy. So my friend Bobby Lewis makes crosses, acrylic crosses, beautiful acrylic crosses. And he makes crosses, some of them with sand and shells from the beach. That was my model, actually. And so I had given him some shells, and he's like, oh, I love these shells, and people really love these crosses, and I want to make more crosses. I said, well, see if I can get you. So I had some shells, but I didn't want to give them all. I gave him some of my shells. And then that afternoon, I go over to Lynn's, and Lynn goes, I got these shells I got to get rid of.
I've been trying.
You've had those forever.
I know. Well, what happened is they refurbished Sand Key Beach, so you were getting gorgeous. I mean, every day I'd come home with buckets, and Jack wasn't well.
Right.
So what I do is, yeah, and I would wash them and bleach them and separate. I mean, everything separated, and we'd sit around the table, and he'd go, that's my favorite one, and that's my favorite one. This went on for months. So I'm not lying. I had 6 huge totes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All cleaned, all everything. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I know somebody else is going to take the rest of your shoes.
Oh, I'd be happy to get rid of them.
It would be good. But he was very happy yesterday, so that was a very good thing. So let's go back to the holidays and everything. Another thing I want you to remember around the holidays is to talk to your family before your loved one gets there. Because they may have not seen your loved one in a year, or maybe longer with COVID and everything.
Right.
And your loved one probably has some decline from the last time they've seen them. So they may not remember your name, and it's okay. What I want you to do is when you go in to see Grandma, I want you to say, hi Grandma, it's me, Linda, your favorite granddaughter. So bait them. Give them an opportunity. What you can do is you can put a photo of yourself when you were younger and pin it on your shirt. Many times when they can see that, they can make the connection. Not all the times. And sometimes they may just call you a name that's not even your name. Who cares?
My mother did that for years.
Yeah.
I was Aunt Audrey.
People without dementia do that, you know?
Exactly.
People with a lot of grandchildren. How are you? Mike, Jim, Bob?
Yeah.
I was Val a lot.
I was Audrey.
But like I'm saying, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. Let it go. Don't take that so seriously. And they may not remember any name at all and be able to have any much verbalization with it. But just look at them and they'll look at you and they know, they have that feeling that they're comfortable with you. They have that feeling that they know you. They may not be able to verbalize it, but it doesn't mean that they don't have that feeling. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to touch them. I want you to hold their hand. I want you to rub their arm. I want you to rub their back a little bit, because many times our seniors do not get touched at all. And could you imagine what that feels like? That can make such a difference. You know, you can just sit there with your grandmother and just hold her hand for a while. Just have a little conversation.
They really enjoy that. I know probably about the last 6 or 8 months, my dad would want to hold my hand all the time. I'd walk by him, he'd hold his hand out to hold my hand or kiss my hand or, you know?
Yeah.
Just that touch, right?
Yeah, that touch and that and that knowing. And so please do that. Please do that. Oh, Jen, you need to get closer to the mic.
Sorry.
So continue. What did you just say about your dad again? Say that again. About with the hand.
Yeah, just in the last 6 or 8 months, he just wanted to be touched a lot. You know, I'd walk by and he would hold his hand out to grab my hand, and he would kiss my hand. And even, you know, 2 days before he passed away, that was the last thing he did, was kiss my hand, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I remember another thing we had chatted about, too, when in the last months with your dad. He always wanted you there. I want to see you, I want to see you, I want to see you. Well, many times, as sad as it may be, the reason they want to see you is because they don't know when it's going to be the last time.
Yeah.
They know that they're declining. And they don't know when it's going to be the last time they're going to see you. So that's many times a reason why they want you so much, just for you to be there and be. And, you know, my husband, the last couple of weeks of his life, he just wanted me to sit in the chair next to him and not talk, which was a project. But I think that was part of it. You know, even like when I was that tired at night, I wanted to go, because we were in two recliners, I wanted to go to sleep in the bedroom, but he didn't want me to. He just wanted me to be there, and I didn't realize that till later, and, you know, because I learned stuff, new stuff all the time, that, you know, they have that fear that this is going to be the last time they're going to see you.
And they don't want to be alone.
No, who wants to be alone?
No.
Who wants to be alone? And you know what? The ones that do want to be alone, they find a way and they choose to be alone. You know, as many times you're coming and visiting, and as soon as you got to go to the store,
that's
when mom or dad decides to go, or the spouse decides to go, because they decide, I don't want you here.
I've heard that many times.
Yeah, very interesting. But right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yes, and we are back. One of the things I want to talk to you about is we have a seminar, Senior Resources and Strategy Seminar, Connecting Caregivers Radio in conjunction with the Largo Police Senior Services Division. And it's Thursday, January 5th from 9 to 2 p.m. at the Largo Community Center. Free breakfast and free lunch included.
Wow.
There's going to be an overview of resources in the community. The seminar will also include respite adult daycare. So if you need care for your loved one, we'll arrange it for you, and Neighborly Care Network Services will come and pick up your loved one and take care of your loved one for the day while you're at the seminar, and then bring your loved one back home totally free of charge.
Wow.
So if you're interested in any of this, you can pre-register by calling 727-518-3131. Please try to register soon. I know it's January 5th. We'll be here before you know it. And we're expecting probably about 300 people. It's going to be in the newspaper and on the news and all that. So you're probably the first ones to be hearing about this because we just firmed it up. So once again, you can call 727-518-3131. Or you can always email me through the website, lindaberghands.com.
And just like on the news, you got the exclusive.
Yes. I'm good at that sometimes. Also, Art and Quartz is doing free memory screenings. So if you feel like you need a memory screening, you can call them up, Art and Quartz of Largo, at 559-8411. You can bring your loved one in or yourself for a free memory screening. Or you can go to St. Anthony's. I was just at St. Anthony's the other day down in St. Pete. The same thing.
Did you have it done?
I haven't had it done yet. I'm going to have it done soon, though, just for the fun of it.
I'm thinking my 85th birthday.
we have a while,
good time.
I wonder if you'll remember it by then.
No. I'm just not going to. What did your mother used to say? Don't ask for trouble or.
Yeah. also, Art and Quartz is going to be doing a virtual dementia tour. We'll be doing it at the conference, but if you can't make it to the conference, they'll be doing virtual dementia tours the fourth Tuesday of every month. You just have to call to schedule an appointment. Once again, 559-8411. And what is a virtual dementia tour? So, what is
it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to experience what it's like.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Isn't it amazing?
A real eye-opener.
Yes. Every time somebody goes through, well, Lynn just makes a joke out of it.
We did it together.
The first
time. She came out furious.
Yeah,
I can do this.
Do anything.
And I'm laughing like anything because I know couldn't do it at well.
Oh, and with the gloves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the hearing and the sight. And they're asking you to do simple things. All right, so anyway, so they gear you up. That kind of simulates what it's like to have dementia. And then they send you into a room and they give you some tasks to do, like fold towels, or I had to like write on a piece of paper and put it in an envelope, or maybe it's hanging clothes on a hanger, and you're going to find out it's hard to do.
And there's all lights flashing.
Yeah, and your hearing is gone.
And I got reprimanded because...
She said a bad word.
When I walked in, I went... And she said, who said that? I went...
Really? Yeah, she said and blamed it on me.
Blamed it on the sidekick.
Yeah, but anyway. But please, I really highly recommend that because every single person that has done it tells me it's an eye-opener and they have more compassion and empathy for their loved one when you can really realize some of the things that they're going through. So please take advantage of this and please make a little time for it. You know, you're all like, I just had a woman call me this week and she came to a support group. The online support group this week. And she said, I've been considering coming since your last conference last year in May.
Okay.
What took you so long?
Well.
What took you so long? Because from that one group, she found out about three resources that she needed to find out about. She got to chat with some people that are in the same boat as her, and they're going through the same boat. And she said, I don't know what took me so long. So please give yourself that gift for Christmas. When your neighbor asks, or your sister asks, or someone asks, what can I do? Can you just hang out with my loved one while I go to a virtual support group or while I go to an online support group? And there are support groups that are on my website that not just that I facilitate, that other people facilitate, and some of them you can bring your loved one with you. So really, please take advantage of that. And every single person that comes to a support group says to me, if not then, a couple of years later, thank God we had the support group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference. So, Jen, your dad passed away when?
September 20th.
And how many years did you take care of your dad?
So, I started, you know, just assisting him.
Right.
5 years ago. But the last 2.5 years.
And so what happens? You started, let's talk a little bit about that journey, and then I want to talk about after the journey.
Yeah.
So it starts out, I'm just helping out.
Yeah, just helping out. And we moved in together into an apartment. And, you know, I'd cook a couple times. He was still driving, still going to the gym every day, you know. And then so that was 2017. The next year, he got into a car accident. And so he stopped driving. So then that's a bigger burden.
He chose to stop or they told him to stop?
He was too afraid to drive.
Okay.
He chose.
That's smart.
Yeah. He always, right to the very end, he says, I just want to get back driving again. But
yeah.
And I took him out to drive through the cemetery a few times. And
oh, that's a fun outing.
Yeah.
If something happens, he can just stay there.
Well, it's a good place to practice driving along pathways and streets and stuff without traffic coming at you.
Oh, you let him drive.
Yeah, he drove.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I would drive there, and then he would get in just to practice. So, but anyway, he never did drive again. And then 2.5 years in January 2020, he had a fall. And that really was the beginning to the end.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He fell. He hit his head. We weren't even thinking about his head because he had scrapes and bleeding and everything like that. And within a couple of weeks, he just mentally was
not right.
Checked out.
Yep.
And so anyway, he spent the last 2.5 years. He had his leg amputated. Battling infections.
Yeah. He had diabetes.
COVID, everything
COVID.
Else.
Yeah.
Well, he's at peace now.
He is.
Daddy-o.
I know. When he, you know, just a few days before he passed away, he said he'd had enough. So, and that wasn't like him. He never wanted to give up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When he said that, I knew.
You know, it's
he
time.
He was ready, yeah.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah. All right, so then... One morning you wake up and Dad's not there anymore.
Yeah. Well, for me, he was in the hospital for 2 months leading up to his death. So I kind of...
There was some kind of transition there.
And I had lived by myself for 5 years before moving in with him. So in my brain, it was just like I was back 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? But then I found, after about a month... After you do the paperwork,
you don't go to the hospital anymore.
You don't,
you're not preparing meals or bringing up his special food.
Mm-hmm. And it all kind of settles in, and then it's like, wow, what do I do now?
Right.
So, and I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, but
really,
there's options.
Oh yeah,
there's so many options today. Which is, I mean, you're working on it.
Yeah,
you know,
I am.
You're doing
it out.
A lot. I was also don't do anything for 2 years. I didn't sell my condo for 2 years, and I was pretty lonely out there.
Yeah.
But I was afraid to make the change.
Yeah. And I think it's different when it's a spouse than when...
Than a parent.
Oh, yeah,
than a
maybe.
Parent, right?
Yeah.
Because I found the last maybe year, I spent a lot of time thinking about what am I going to do, because it's inevitable, right?
Right.
And packing up and coming to my happy place down here.
That's so good. We're
that
happy.
That was always in my mind. So it wasn't even something I had to, it just all fell into place.
It's so
and
good.
It's been so good for me to be in the sun.
Yeah.
To be.
And your dad loved it here.
Oh, yeah. He would love that I'm here.
Yeah.
And my brother came down yesterday for a visit. And
Yeah.
I mean, if you're up in Canada and you're all bundled up, you could get a little more depressed.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And
get in your bikini and go to the beach.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I do when you know, I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, I don't have to get anybody anything. And
yeah.
I think, I'm going to work on myself. That's my top priority.
Yeah.
And so going to the beach for a walk or just sitting in the sunset by myself.
Well, and your body needs to heal, too.
Yeah. Oh,
because
sure
there's a physical part of caregiving, too. It's not just the emotional part.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, you just start going through, I'm lifting, I'm pulling, I'm helping, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, and all of a sudden, your body is exhausted.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, after your loved one goes, it takes a little while before your body even, like...
I think I'm just starting
to physically
feel better because... You know, with COVID, too, even though I had to do a lot for my dad, for the most part, I was sedentary, right? Like, sitting on the couch watching TV with him or whatever. And I just find that, even still, I can't walk 2 days in a row. Like, I go for good walks, you know, 3-4 miles.
Right.
But I have to work myself back into it.
Yeah, you
right?
got, well, because you were in the industry. You are in the industry.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people don't realize that. And like I said, I think it takes a while to even get that back in sync and to see what's next on the horizon.
I was just numb.
Yeah.
What anybody told me to do, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes that's what you need, too. Sometimes you need friends you know, to say, okay, we need to do this next. Well, let me help you do this. Because there's a lot of stuff to do, too, after your loved one passes. There are... paperwork that needs to be done, there are decisions that need to be made, and sometimes the decisions have been made, but sometimes they haven't.
Mm-hmm. And arranging the funeral, in hindsight, I would have done it totally different.
Really?
Sadly, right? Because people are having celebration of life, these days, not funerals.
Yeah.
My dad was old school. He wanted a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think had he understood that people would prefer to celebrate his life,
yeah, he
than
would
mourn
maybe
it,
chose that.
He would have, for sure.
Yeah, because that's the kind of guy he was.
But I was just so focused. This is what he said he wanted, and this is what we're doing, right? So,
yeah.
But
well, it was his wishes.
Know, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. And you wanted his wishes, and yeah. I think that's
I
something.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But even like you were saying, even like as far as on his headstone, never having that conversation.
Right.
You know, those are the little things that can slip through the cracks you don't think about talking about.
That's right. And so, yeah, you don't think about it. You yeah. think of all the other things, like he had written out what he wanted the obituary to say and all that kind of stuff. But his stone, he purchased 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it had his
you're
last
name
on it.
Not thinking about anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't have anything. I have a... Well, you know, when my dad died, he was cremated and we're in a niche. Then when my mother died, they were going together, but they didn't have the same one anymore, so only urn we could get was something that would fit. So when Jack passed, I bought his and mine. I'll have to tell someone where it is. Because, you know, it's hard. You got to really think of stuff way ahead of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do. And you don't know when it's going to happen, right?
No, you don't know when it's going to happen.
That's the hard thing.
Yeah, I mean, people die at 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is conversations that should be had with families. And lots of times around the holidays, it's time to have that conversation. I mean, I'm not trying to... And it doesn't have to be a depressing conversation. I think if you many times your loved one would prefer to tell you what they want than to think, oh, what the heck are they going to mm-hmm. put on there or do that I might not want.
I think I felt more uncomfortable talking about it than he
did.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I just did not want to talk about it.
No. My mother used to say to me, because she was 20 years different than mm-hmm. her mother. My mother was 37 when I was born. So she used to say, oh, you know, when I go, you won't have me as long as I had my mother. And I was like... Yeah, and this is a lovely conversation. I don't want to talk about it. So I get it. You don't want to talk about it. But she was okay with it.
Yeah.
How old was her mother when she died?
My grandma Robertson was 93, and my mother was, well, she had to beat her. She was 94.
So she did live long enough.
Yeah. But I was younger, and when my dad died, he was 40 when I was born.
Yeah.
So you don't have
yeah.
as long.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really mm-hmm. interesting. It's really, but have those conversations, and even if you're not having the conversation with your loved one, have it with your siblings and plan to have those conversations, because, you know, when the day comes that I go to the good Lord, my daughter makes one phone call. Everything's done.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's taken care of. Everything's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to worry about that, because I'll tell you, we even had things prepared before my husband passed away. But when he passed away and I called them and they came and they took them and everything and I talked to them on the phone, it was like I had to call the guy like 3 days later and say, what did you tell me on the
yeah.
phone?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
did you tell me something about death certificates? Did you tell me about this? Did you? Because I don't know what he said.
Mm-hmm. I was the exact same way.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember.
Yeah. So many times, too, just have a friend with you. Because you're not going to hear stuff. It's just like when you go to the doctors, too, for
exactly.
a diagnosis. Bring a friend or somebody, because I know when I took my mother to the doctor, the doctor said cancer, I didn't hear a word they said after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just totally unfocused about it. So think about it and have those conversations. And enjoy the holidays. Please.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans for the holidays to enjoy?
Just to have fun. My sister, turns out she has to work Christmas night, so... Dinner. She had.
Hope she's a lot of tips that night.
Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner she made, and I sort of was supposed to do Christmas, but you know me. So she's doing it Christmas Eve. So I said, "Well, I guess it's on you again because I have Christmas night. Too bad you're working." So she's gonna do it, and that's gonna be nice. We always, and then we'll Zoom with the kids, her
yeah.
kids,
mm-hmm.
and eat pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Pumpkin pie for breakfast.
That's our new tradition
nice.
That we started last year.
That's a
whipped
great
cream?
Tradition.
Yes.
Yes.
And everybody was thrilled because I always say no dessert because I've always watched my weight, and then they see me Christmas morning
eating pumpkin pie.
Because after dinner, I don't want pie. Yeah, I eat so much of the rest.
Exactly.
And you're not going to enjoy it, but for breakfast.
Oh, I am going to try that.
Yes.
That's a good suggestion.
Because that's so true. You don't feel like it after
No, and people bake. Well, I don't, but my sister, she bakes, and it's a lot of work.
It's
and
a
then
lot of work,
you're
yeah.
eating it to be polite, which mm-hmm. I was, and I never ate it. But in the morning, whoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your holiday can be however you want it to be, wherever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be a traditional dinner. It doesn't have to be, you know, it can be whatever it is. I mean, I have caregivers that they just go to the park. They go to the park and they bring their family. The kids run around. The adults sit around and talk. It doesn't have to be, you know, this, especially here in Florida. You can do so much stuff outdoors, and there's so many opportunities, and there's stuff going on.
Our last two Christmases were very quiet, but so enjoyable, you know, like really enjoyable. And then... you know, I got one of those pencil trees, so it's like a real
Them apartment size.
Yeah, but I like it because you don't have to walk 6 feet around the
big
tree, right? And so my dad loved the lights; loved them. And so last year I kept the tree up, and I kept saying I'm going to take it down, and he says, "Oh, don't take it down." And I decorated it for Valentine's Day,
St. Patty's
Day.
Linda
Easter.
Did that one year too,
and he just loved it. And then when the time jumps forward and we get more sunlight in the evenings, then I took it down like in April.
Oh, that
May.
Was perfect.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
there's nothing like lights on a Christmas tree.
Oh yeah,
as long as
yeah.
they're not blinking.
Yeah,
I can't do the blinkers.
I'm not so happy with the rotating either. You know, some of them blink and the tree rotate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, nah, that's
I like the train running around the bottom.
Yeah. I wonder how many people do that anymore.
I don't know.
When I was
it.
A kid, it was such a big deal.
I did it over on Jennifer.
Yeah.
On Jennifer.
One of your many abodes.
Yeah.
One of your many abodes. I also want to mention Silver Santas. So this week I volunteered with Silver Santas, packing some bags and just helping with inventory. So Silver Santas is like Toys for Tots for seniors.
I think it's wonderful.
It is wonderful because many times people are in a nursing home and you don't realize they don't really get any of their money. All their money goes to pay for the nursing home. They may get a stipend of $25, $30 a month. That's it. That's the only cash they get. So you'll see when they make a list of what they want, they want a blanket. They want a new bathrobe.
Deodorant.
They want some slippers. Yeah.
Soap.
They want some body wash. You know, just simple little things. So people put their wishes on these tags, and they're turned into us. And then we fill the bags. But the cool thing about it is if the person puts, like, on their list, they want a Tom Brady t-shirt, we get a Tom Brady t-shirt. They're not just they're going to get what they ask for, which is so important. Mm-hmm. I mean, just give them a break.
Can you imagine their face when they open it?
Yeah, like, right? wow. But it takes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing like 1,200 bags this year. And there's a lot of inventory, and you have to go through a lot of things because people do give you junky stuff, and people give you used stuff sometimes. And then weird things. I mean, people is putting flashlights in there. And, I mean,
I would think a flashlight would be good.
But just, you know, puzzles and, I don't know, all kinds of different things. Somebody put a transistor radio I found yesterday.
They
I was
probably...
going through this stuff.
My sister-in-law wanted one. My sister-in-law wanted one so bad, and you couldn't find them anywhere.
It was one of the little tiny
That's
ones.
What she wanted. Yeah. She didn't want the boom box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those boom boxes were too much.
I know,
just got
but...
got these little earbuds you put in.
Can you imagine 30 and pounds on your shoulder?
I know.
And now they're this big.
Yeah, and we're so hip.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts, Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar
Walker? Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. And I want to tell you about some things about the Disability Achievement Center that's right here in Largo. So weight loss or gain can be a serious indicator for serious medical conditions. And lots of times people in wheelchairs cannot get out of wheelchairs, so they cannot be weighed. And there are not... There, even many communities do not have a scale that can take a wheelchair on it. But the Disability Achievement Center has that now. So if you need to, you can go there and you can use it and be weighed to find out what's going on, because that can be a very important factor and people just couldn't do it before. Also, they have a program called Diapers for Dignity. So if you cannot afford supplies, help is available. They have pull-ups, tab briefs, pads, flat pads for under beds or furniture. And everything is confidential. There is also a program where you can get some home modifications, installation of access ramps, grab bars, handrails, smoke detectors, and all sorts of stuff like that. And they have a medical equipment recycling program.
Oh, perfect.
Which they very kindly have helped a lot of people that I know. So they have work wheelchairs, walkers, porch lifts, shower chairs and benches, scooters, bedside commodes, walkers and rollators, portable ramps, so canes and crutches, so all sorts of stuff. So if you want to contact them, you can call them at 727-539-7550. And if you have any of that stuff, don't put it in the garbage, please. There are many people that cannot afford it and needs it. You can call them, you can drop it off there. They'll recycle it, they'll repair it, they'll do whatever they need, because, you know, it breaks my heart to think that there's a senior somewhere that is not mobile because they don't have any equipment to be mobile, because there is equipment available and things like that. Talking about mobility, that's another thing I want to mention a little bit about. You know, at the holidays, we can tend to sit around instead of go out and do stuff.
which is okay. But I think, you know, take your low one out a little bit. Even if you live in a cold climate, a little fresh air is good for anybody. Mm-hmm. It could just be a walk around the house or a walk on your property. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It can really make a difference. One of my caregivers started doing that with her mom, and she said, I was finding I was only taking my mom out like once a month. You know, she didn't go to the stores with me anymore. You know, sometimes the only time she went out is when she went to the doctor's office. So she said she made a commitment to herself to take her mom out every other day. And she just started with 15 minutes and then a half hour. So now she takes her mother out like 3 days a week for an hour. They go to the park. Sometimes they just go drive. She said the other night she just took her for a ride to see all the Christmas lights. That's really easy. Oh, you just nice. Get in the car.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And in Florida, we have a lot of Christmas lights because they're easy to put up.
Yeah, exactly. And it gets dark so early, it's not like it's late at
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
Go, right?
Gulf
exactly.
Boulevard, have you been down there and seen the
yeah.
ones on the pool?
So gorgeous.
And Seminoles are very nice. Largo, we don't have any.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was loving it, and I was loving that Botanical Gardens, and there's plenty of places with lights. And
Largo
and
Park
stuff.
Is...
Yeah, Largo Park is gorgeous. Well, I'll be there Sunday. Yeah, so it's all we just go out and do that. Thanks everybody for tuning in today. You know how much I appreciate you. You know where to get me if you need me, 727-365-8383 or at lindaburhans.com. Remember that God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
And you need